Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us right now on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Join us right now, like he does every Wednesday, is our pal Mike Rizzo, present GM of the Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We learned last week that Mike has at least one new hip. I don't remember. Did you have one hip replaced or two?
I am now a proud owner of two hips.
Oh, did you just have another procedure?
Last week.
Remember?
Last week we talked about it.
Wow.
I didn't know it was
That's why he didn't go out on the West Coast trip.
Right.
Correct, Mike?
That is absolutely correct. Yes.
How long?
I feel great.
Yes.
How long are you under when they do that surgery?
It takes about an hour from the surgery from what I'm hearing. You're out for a couple hours. I mean, I got in at 6 in the morning. I was home at noon.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
I know it's a pretty standard surgery. I mean, I know people have done it, but I've had a bunch of surgeries, and I'm not somebody that gets that scared, but still, at the moment of truth, when they put you out, do you get a little nervous that you might not wake up?
Yeah, no. There's always some thoughts that go through this. You're not out with a general anesthesia. They give you a blocker in the back. I forget what they call it. What the women get when they give birth.
Epidural.
Epidural. Yeah. That's so you're numb from the hip down.
Mm.
And then they give you some sleeping stuff that goes along with it. And when you wake up, they're all done.
Man, that's pretty awesome. So let's talk about Corbin. Corbin pitched really well last night.
Against a good lineup.
He did a good job against a good lineup. Gave us a chance to win. They threw a lot of strikes, put the ball in play, kind of located his pitches a lot better, and we made some plays behind him. Gave us a chance to win against a good lineup. The bullpen couldn't hold them. More importantly, we just couldn't score more runs, and I think that was the key. We had some opportunities, throughout the game to tack on some runs, and we didn't do it. And that's kind of been our formula. When we played well, we would often score early, but then kind of tack on runs, mid game, and kind of avoid their A bullpen and use our A bullpen, and that's been kind of the. The way we've been winning games. So that didn't happen last night, but we'll come back and get him today and see if we can win a series again.
All right, couple of injury questions. All right. I don't know what you can talk about, but I'm going to ask you anyway. All right, Lane Thomas. Hurt his knee, I guess, trying to steal a base yesterday. What's the deal there?
Yeah, stole the base, slid awkwardly, and he's having an MRI today. We'll see what the extent of the damage is, and hopefully it wasn't it wasn't too bad. And even if he has to go on the DL, hopefully it's a short DL stint. I would probably anticipate him going on the DL because you don't walk off the field like that and
right.
get an MRI when you're going to play the next day. So
so he was removed from the game, correct?
He was, yes. Yeah, he okay. was removed.
All right, and then Kaybar Ruiz, I know he had the flu, I think. Is he still on the injured list, and how bad was it?
Yeah, the flu was really bad. It really hit him. He lost weight, and he couldn't. I don't want to spare you the details of how sick
right.
he was. But yeah, right. bad flu. It went on and on for about 5 or 6 days, and we figure we'll backdate the 10 day DL and let him just get fully well. And so he did play yesterday, and he's rehabbing in Double A. So he should be coming back in the next couple of days when he gets enough at bats and feels strong enough to catch every day behind the plate. So
okay, good.
Good news on him.
Good.
Yeah. I'm wondering as a fan. So you guys are off to a 10-12 start, which I think is probably from a fan perspective, maybe a little bit better than we expected. But from a GM perspective, what has surprised you for this first month of the season, if anything?
Well, I think I wouldn't say surprising, but what has been a good ripple effect of what we tried to do in spring training is we've really run the bases aggressively, and that's what we wanted of this team. Sometimes too aggressively, run ourselves out of innings, run into outs, and that type of thing. But we're building a basis throughout the organization that we're going to be a base running team, a base stealing team, an aggressive team on the bases, and really. Give the opposition something to think about when they come in to play us. They're going to say, this team pitches well, they play defense well, they've got some power, but they're going to run the bases aggressively and play the game the right way. And I think that we've really tried to, try to pound that into not only the big league club, but throughout the organization.
Mike, one of those guys running the bases aggressively, like you mentioned, is Luis Garcia Jr. He leads you guys in average at .318. He's got 5 swipes. Lead you in doubles too with 7, so you have to be pleasantly surprised by what he's done thus far.
Yeah, he's really Darnell and Chris Johnson and he have worked diligently this throughout since January to kind of refine his stroke to refine his approach at the plate. And it's no secret with Louis since he's been with us since we signed the kid is that. When he gets pitches in the strike zone, he can really hit. And when he gets in trouble, he chases and gets out of the strike zone. So the constant with Louis is to keep him focused in and zoned in on the strike zone, what pitches he can handle the best. And that's really a byproduct of our hitting people, sitting down with them each and every day before the games and really map out a strategy for each individual pitcher that we're going to face. So, congrats to him. He worked really, really hard this offseason and through spring training. And I think Darnell and CJ have done a great job with him to kind of refine that thought process and to really get his swing where he's staying on the baseball, using the whole field, not trying to be pole happy. And I think he's seeing the results of that work, which is fun for a player to work really hard and then see those results quickly at the beginning of the season and kind of can take you through the middle and hopefully a full season of success.
All right, Riz, let's talk about my guy. I love him. He's on both of my fantasy teams, CJ Abrams. He had 3 hits last night, currently batting .316. He's 3rd in the bigs in slugging behind Shohei and Marcelo Ozuna.
Wow.
And Ozuna's got 9 bombs. Shohei hit, number 7 last night or number 6?
Six.
So
six,
yeah. Abrams is getting it done, lead off. When he gets on base, he's obviously a stolen base threat. I heard Jim Duquette on his radio show the other day say he predicts Abrams will be a 30-50 guy. And maybe not this year, but at some point very soon. Talk about Abrams, what you're noticing about him at the dish, just in terms of his discipline. And why he's off to such a good start?
Well, he's a talented player. He can really hit. He's got leverage in the swing. He's got bat speed and all the intangibles that it takes to hit. I think the turning point for him was last season around June. He and Louis were both scuffling. mightily, you know, trying to get a routine in the big leagues and trying to figure out, you know, this thing that is Major League Baseball, the everydayness of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, we sat down with CJ and had a nice meeting with him and said, hey, this is what they expect of you, and this is how you need to conduct yourself. And several players took him under his wing and really showed him how to prepare, get a routine as a major league player. And I know Ricky Gutierrez has been very instrumental in his defensive work. Darnell has worked with him a lot in the batting cages. But for Louis, you know, both 23-year-old, you know, middle infielders at the major league level, it's so imperative for them to get themselves a routine each and every day. You come to the ballpark, you do your stretch, you do your defensive drills, your offensive drills, you do your tee work, and just keep it consistent day in and day out. Whether you've gone 10 for 10 in the last couple of games or over 10, be the same guy each and every day. And I think that you're seeing the byproduct of that. His chase rate is down. The pitches he's swinging at are better pitches. He knows what he can handle. And I think that the pitches that he had trouble with when he first came up to the big leagues and when he played in San Diego, he's worked really, really hard to compensate for that and to overcome that. So you start with a really talented young player. Mm-hmm. You get a work ethic that is extremely good. You got an attitude of a kid that's got some swagger to him, that wants to be great, doesn't want to settle to be good. And I think that you're kind of seeing this guy scratch the surface of what he could possibly be as a player.
All right, before we go around the league a little bit, talk about tonight's matchup against the Dodgers again. Jake Irvin going for you. This kid Landon Knack, who you guys saw out in L.A., Irvin beat him 2-0, so both pitchers pitched well. And Irvin specifically in his last two starts, Mike, is 12 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run, and 3 walks, 11 Ks. So his last two starts have been really good.
He's been great. In the tail end. Last year, he was really good too. He's a great success story for player development here. He's really developed under the tutelage of those guys down there. Hickey's done a great job with him, and I think that you're seeing a guy that is a young, controllable, player that's going to pitch in a major league rotation for a long time, and he's got the size, skill set, and the repertoire to get hitters out and go deep into games at the big league level. So I think that when Jake's aggressive and pounding the strike zone, he pitches well, and when he nibbles and his pitch count gets up, he struggles. So I think the formula, it's very really easy on paper. It's tough to execute, but pound the zone against a really good lineup and trust your stuff and know that you're better than the hitter in the batter's box, and that's the mindset you have to take against these really good lineups. And I think Jake showed it last time, and he really has shown it since we brought him up, mid season last year. He really started to take off and really putting together a really good season so far.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to get your take on Jackson Holliday, because we've been kind of talking about him, and I think everyone just assumes he's going to be a superstar, and I think rightly so. He's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start, maybe a surprising number of strikeouts, that kind of thing. We've been talking about it. I'm sure you're not paying close attention, but I'm sure you're kind of you're aware, and you could give us a general perspective. If you were handling this kind of situation, would it be something you'd be anxious about, or would you just be like, no, this kid is so special, it's going to work itself out, and we're not even going to worry about it?
I would not worry about it one bit. If they want to talk about moving Jackson Holliday, we're all about him.
Right, right.
He's a great player. These snapshots, small sample size evaluations are – It just blows my mind. This guy's going to hit 700 times this season, and we're talking about 30 at-bats. Mm-hmm. I was with the White Sox when we drafted Robin Ventura, one of the greatest college hitters in the history of baseball. I think he went 0 for 47 when we brought him to the big league.
Wow. Oh, is that right? That's a
great comparison.
Yeah.
Had a pretty damn good career. So, they're going pretty good over there. They don't have a lot of worries, but Holiday's not one of their worries, I would say that.
Hey, Mike, real quick, if Lane does go on the ill, is it possible we see J-Dub?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I'm not sure what, you know, what we're... what route we're going on. I would think if it was today, if Lane had to go into DL today, I would say no, it would not, it won't be James. But it's not to say that with when we know the extent of
right.
of Lane's injuries that that could change the equation.
Okay. All right, good stuff. All right, Mike, good luck
Thank
tonight.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. See you next week.
Okay, bro. Pal.
It's yeah, Mike Rizzo. Present GM of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more info.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.